The letters from the Evening News this week bring comment about car drivers and train journeys.
Sam Morton of Norwich has happy memories of old carriages. It will be very interesting to experience the new trains and carriages arriving on the Greater Anglia network. I quite like the old carriages, especially getting on at Norwich, as you could grab a seat at a table and settle in until Ipswich, when the local hordes boarded. As someone who supports local business in agricultural products, or British manufacturers in the case of heavy goods, I'm puzzled that the network has bought Swiss from a country which is hardly a low-wage economy. In situations such as this, we may never know whether a British company tendered for the contract and were unsuccessful, and if so, was this on price or delivery dates? It couldn't be on quality, as this is covered by the specifications. I quite like the old ones.
Action is needed on phone driving people, says Glynlinda Frettenham. I read in the paper that speed limiting devices are to be fitted to all new cars from 2022. An excellent innovation, which will almost certainly reduce the number of fatal accidents on the road. But at the same time, is it beyond the manufacturer's ability to implement a signal blocking device when engines are started to rid us of this dangerous, moronic obsession by individuals who cannot leave their mobile phones alone, even when driving? This idiotic practice is every bit as dangerous as speeding motorists.